Robert just walked in, and we're all here. All right, we'll call this meeting to order. Compliance with the open meeting law.
Yes.
Approval of the agenda.
I did have a question on the date. Did you get my message?
Yes,
yesterday?
We did. Yes, yes. And
but
we,
because
yeah,
it's published different places.
It was their error, and we still had it posted in a couple of the newspaper published our date wrong for the meeting. They left it as the 7th instead of the 17th.
So we're okay.
But we had it published. But we had it posted in other places, so we should be fine. We checked with Linda, and she thought it was fine. So
I need
yes.
approval of the agenda.
The agenda, you can cross out elder benefits presentation. Marcia couldn't be here, so we can't do that. So
I was looking forward to that.
I know. I'm sorry.
It'll be next time when you're not here.
Probably.
We'll have to change it.
Record
to when
it,
you're
please.
Here.
Are you taking off again on us?
Yeah, not too far.
The big traveler.
Yeah. Would someone make a motion to accept the agenda?
I'll make a motion to accept it.
I'll second it.
All right.
Who seconded it? Dave. We should write Dave down as here today then.
Dave, yeah, right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Approval of minutes.
Apparently we left Dave off as being in attendance, although he made some motions and things like that. So we need to add him to the attendance.
I was here in spirit, if nothing.
Yes,
more.
Yeah.
You were wired in.
Yes.
All right. Somebody want to make a motion to approve those with the addition of adding
Dave? Dave.
Yeah, will.
Shirley makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Sure.
Matt over there. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Public comment.
Anybody have anything?
Do you have anything?
We can give you a brief building update, I guess. The board met, the admin committee has met and the board has met and had presentations by Potter Lawson on the building, as well as Dave Bainbridge. I almost said Dave Janney. Throwing you in as a developer now.
Jeez. I didn't know.
Dave Bainbridge was the only developer that had submitted a bid as well. So the board typically does not meet in September, but the admin board, I hope I'm getting this right, Bob, so if I'm not, correct me. The admin committee and the executive committee are going to meet next month in September to further review the proposals that were presented to the full board in the hopes of making a recommendation. There's some numbers that need to look at, because the Bainbridge proposal is a 10-year lease with an option to buy, where the jail ADRC social services project is obviously a financed. There are differences in prices, but you know, I do want to. The jail has gone up significantly.
Since you started even talking, I mean, not like a year ago, but just recently even?
The estimated, when we first started this, I think we were batting around the number of $17 million, and that is at about $24 million.
You're talking two different numbers.
Well, it is, yeah.
It went from, basically, construction costs went from $17 million to $21 million.
Right.
The total project is $24 million. And then the ADRC social services went from roughly $5 million to $5.8 million. So this build to replace this building really hasn't changed a whole lot.
Right.
But David's proposal, he's saying, is equal to $4 million, so it's saving us a couple of months. But that's a 10-year lease and we don't own it.
Right.
Then we need to negotiate if we want to buy it.
10-year-old building.
And with the fluidity of systems, we don't know. Maybe it is better.
One thing I heard is if Dave built it, it stays on the tax rolls.
Yes, it does.
Where if we build everything out here, it does not.
That's correct.
Is that a significant difference?
It would probably be around $12,000 a year tax. Or the county, the state, school district, city, yeah, it's somewhat significant. Mm. I mean, it could probably be built sooner. would probably be at a safer site, according to David.
According to David, this building should have been condemned 50 years ago when it wasn't that old, so, 50 years ago. So.
There's a lot of things to lay out. The jail, really is. And they did a nice job yesterday at County Board of somewhat quantifying why the price increase. The original was an estimate from our master plan going by other counties, and everybody's needs are different. That was a 46,000 square foot building at roughly $17 million. We're up to 65,000 square feet in the jail and sheriff's department. A couple of reasons: they've added some extra vehicle parking, Sallyport. There's a couple thousand square feet there. There's a couple thousand square feet in a training center that was never planned. Actually, emergency management's got almost 5,000 square feet, including that. And that wasn't in the original square footage. So. And then the big thing still is the engineering cost, the construction management cost, the $1.5 million to get the sewage from here to the city is included in that, which we asked not to be. So there's some things that we can take out.
And that has to be done regardless of whether we build out here or not. So.
Our sewer plant here will not meet state specs in 6 more years.
That has to be.
But the city is, I went to the city council meeting Monday night, and the city's willing to work because their engineer has designed the layout of a sewer system which would help with development on the south and east corners of the golf course, which would be advantageous to the city, so that may decrease our cost. There's a lot of things, yep. Hopefully by October 4th, we will have it back.
The groups did tour too. They went to Vernon County. Was it Juneau that you guys?
Vernon, Juneau, and Green Lake.
Green Lake.
That went to Green Lake.
We couldn't coordinate on that one, but Mary Mesmer and I also went to Green Lake. So.
Is that a new facility?
No, it's been there.
It's pretty nice.
It's a very nice building. Yeah.
They employ about the same amount of people.
I got wanded, which wasn't very warm and friendly because they scream.
Oh, that's good.
ADRCs, the state doesn't like the screeners. They don't want, that doesn't appeal to them, the warm and friendliness, so.
Do they employ about the same amount that we do for an ADRC?
I didn't go to the ADRC. I just went to the jail.
You went to the jail.
I just went to the jail.
I would say probably yes. I didn't actually ask their staffing. I think our setup is much better. I think they could do much better there in terms of theirs, how they've got it. But they've got, again, this was back before the state had made some really firm recommendations on ADRCs, so they've kind of got some other offices lumped in there, and it just, I really think they could benefit from looking as a whole as to what they want that area to look like. But, but the building itself was nice. It was very nice.
I think there's a fair amount of wish list in this building.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a whole lot, especially in ADRC, there's not much wish. Lori's been very conscientious about a lot of things. There may be a little extra built in social services, and there's a lot built in with the emergency management in jail or sheriff's department. So there's some cuts that can be made. That was one of the suggestions yesterday, too. Maybe you just come up with a number and meet the number. Mm-hmm. Do what you have to do to get there.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And even with us, I mean, in looking at that, there are some things even, you know, if we had to, we could probably do without. I mean, you know, we did, you just, it's always such a crapshoot when you're looking out towards the future as to knowing what you're going to need for office space, because the problem is, boy, if you don't have it, you don't have it, and, or storage space, you don't want to.
Well,
and that's what I noticed about Green Lake the most, was their storage space. They had stuff stacked up everywhere, and that was driving me crazy. Because I'm thinking, you have a relatively new building, you should have a place to put it. And they have a basement. So I didn't understand why they had, maybe they, I don't know. I was just, yeah, exactly.
Well, the emergency meant emergency area. I mean, we just had about enough of that around here. That they, I'm certain.
Emergency management?
Yeah, they've been pretty... pretty active, right? Mm-hmm. Over the years.
Well, we've had two emergency situations. I've been here three, and we've had two. We had a tornado, and we had the flood. So last year was the first year
we
didn't have anything.
What was it? It wasn't Bagley. It was,
Bagley was prior to my coming, but that was flooding.
Yeah, I mean, those were some
we've had a lot of flooding.
Bad
that's,
situations. I mean,
I think that's... that and tornadoes, but probably flooding is more of our bigger danger here because it just happens more and more. If you look at Louisiana, oh my goodness, that's just horrible.
You look across those and all you see is rooftops.
Yeah.
I mean, it's totally destroyed. So.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else on public comment by anybody? Are you?
I think that's, you do know that there's a new DHS secretary appointed, Linda Seemeyer, I think I said her name right, was appointed to replace, to fill Kitty Rowe's position. So I don't know how that will be. Do you know anything much about her, Dave? I really
just
don't. The name is familiar to me, but...
she's in there for quite a few years, right?
Yeah.
So...
What other positions in that right there?
No, positions there,
right.
She in that position.
Yeah, she's like 67, 68 years old, yeah.
Right.
So. Yes.
She's just a young whippersnapper.
That's right.
So that will, you know, I think everything as far as Family Care 2.0 was kind of put on hold with Kitty, you know, passing. So I'm sure that will kind of resurge back in the budget. I'm sure there may be some things that come up within the governor's budget there. But, we won't know how that is for a while yet, so.
When does his budget again come out, the next one? This goes through, his budget now goes through 18?
17.
He'll be coming out with the budget first week of February.
Yeah.
First week of February.
That hopefully would be approved by June.
Anybody have anything else to add? Hearing none, we go on to number six, advocacy report.
Board meeting?
We did not have a board meeting.
Okay.
But we will have a longer one.
Next week.
Yes.
I was going to say, it seems like forever since you guys have been there, but I couldn't even remember.
And I'm trying to remember, is the next week month called off too then?
Yeah, following after that.
The month?
There's one more
it's
week.
September.
It's 25th.
The September one is.
But then the September one is closed.
Because it's GWAR conference.
Yeah, September one is called off too.
Yeah, September one is GWAR, the state conference.
Do we have anybody going to that? I had to back out.
Okay.
Danny, she's very happy.
Did you have to back out? Did Danny make you back out because you're not allowed to go anymore?
Did you get any information on it?
I can print some off. We did get it just a while back. So if anybody is interested in attending, let me know because I'll need to let Danica know.
Okay.
It is in the Dells.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're interested, Shirley, I'll print off the registration.
Dave, were you interested too? Were you interested in that?
What is the date?
It's 22nd, 23rd of September.
Or
so it's a Thursday, Friday.
I thought there were two of this committee.
I thought there was two. You aren't.
It might have been somebody else on the regional board, though, from a different county.
I take a look at the schedule.
schedule.
Okay. I'll give you the workshops and you can take a look at it.
I just have to say I've been to a couple different ones and they are extremely informative.
Yeah,
they are.
Especially when you kind of just
and you don't have to go for you don't have to go for two full
days.
You can just drive up for a day too if you want to do that. So yeah, I can print it off for you.
These are the people generally that are putting this on who know what's going on in the state.
It's GWAR, which they are the ones who oversee all of our Older Americans Act money. So they typically do conference every other year, and then ADRC does a conference every other year. So.
And since none of us are getting any younger, that information is kind of good. Very good. All right, we'll skip 7. On to public hearing comments. Anything else there?
We did not get any attendance at the public hearing. Social Services Unified and ADRC had one in July. Dale came, Dale Hood. He didn't speak. We got a few written. We send out sheets to the meal sites as well. We did get a few of those back that basically just said increase or keep the aging programs. They didn't. They just checked it. They didn't actually write any written comments. So I don't think anyone was in favor of not having the aging programs. So, but that's kind of typical for the public hearing. Unless we've got something major to take away or on the agenda, we typically don't. We don't see much interest.
Well,
there.
Your young lady who's attended some of these public hearings, you know, fell. So. She hasn't been in a good shape.
Oh, I did not know that. That's too bad.
And I think she's just fallen more than once.
Oh.
She may very well be.
Yeah, she's.
She may very well be at the atrium.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Anyway, because she's, you know, some of these people are very. They need to know those things and add a little light to us rather than just say, keep it the same.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, hearing none, nothing else, we'll go on to 9, transportation resolution.
I usually bring these, the 5311 grant, I'll just talk about both of them and then we'll kind of do them separately, but the 5311 grant we just got notice of it, it will be due, I think it's due in October. I didn't even have a chance to look at the end date yet, but I'm pretty sure it's October. 8521 usually isn't due till December, but I usually just take them to the board at the same time. Those are both our transportation grants that we've been getting for several years. 8521 does require a 20% match by the county, just so you're aware of that. 8521 funds our buses, a portion of our taxi and our driver escort program, our TRIPS program, which is the volunteer driver program. 5311 funds the other portion of our taxi and the Dodgeville taxi as well. So typically we get a resolution from this board to send to the Grant County Board for their approval to submit those grants. I'm going to kind of mix this up a little bit because if you'll notice, 11 is hiring of the taxi driver, Dodgeville. So I kind of want to throw that into the mix when we're talking about these grants. Typically, when we have a driver opening or a position opening, we tend to look at whether that position needs to be filled or, you know, can we do without or whatever. Ken, our taxi driver, had notified me a few weeks ago that he would be retiring, but was going to give us time to advertise the position. And then because of some medical issues that he had, he needed to step down sooner than that. So we are, I did talk to Mary Lou about advertising that position. However, Bob and I also had some conversations because that taxi driver position is in Dodgeville. So it is odd that we are providing that. So we did have some conversations whether we wanted to look at that process or not with the board. We have a contract that we absolutely have to finish out, but I think it warrants looking at how we may want to provide services in the future to that area. I don't know the history on that, how it came about. I need to dig around a little bit, and quite frankly, I just haven't had the time. I also need to look at the 5311 grant to see what happens if we take, if we had the ability and took Dodgeville out of the mix, what that might do to our funding, because it's possible it might actually decrease our funding in some way. It's possible we might need those extra expenses in order to draw down for 5311, and I don't know that offhand. I just haven't had time to look at it. So I talked to Chad Reuter at DOT briefly on that. I have had a conversation with Iowa County. They want this board to know that they are very, very appreciative of that taxi service in Dodgeville. They don't want to see it go away. Tom Slaney from Health and Human Services was very adamant that if it's a matter of money or anything like that, to please talk to them ahead of time. They do, because Iowa County does put in money. The city of Dodgeville also puts in money. We don't. Grant County doesn't put in any money. It's either the DOT funding or them. But they wanted me to express that to them. However, I did make it clear to them, too, that we are going to be looking at that. And there's some different options, I think, that we can look at there, possibly retaining the funding, but maybe subcontracting out the driver or the program to either Iowa County or Southwest Cap Lift or something like that. I just think that's something that we should look at for the future, just given the fact that Ken worked, Ken sat on the county board, so Iowa County never wanted anything to do with it prior to that, because then the driver would have had to step down, and they didn't want to do that to Ken. But I just think it's a good time to look at that. So I will have more conversations with DOT. I am going to look at that grant further. I still think we should apply for the grant, but if I think we need to come back and apply for that differently, I will bring that back next month. I just need to sit down and look at it and have a conversation with Chad about that.
Well, I just remember how we got in with Dodgeville, if anybody else can remember that. A few years ago, they wanted a collaborative effort. They wanted...
No, that's true.
They wanted us... They wanted all of them working with other agencies, and I think that was at the time when there was a discussion about even putting something together to get... to pick up students to go to VOTEC. Does anybody else remember that?
Lyft does some of that. So.
Yeah, there was something going to where could we use something of ours to set up a route that would pick up kids within a certain area so they didn't all have to drive and still collaborate
ride share,
and get them to VOTEC. But I believe that fell through.
Well, there is still a big emphasis on collaboration with all the state grants. We do have to show within the grants that we submit now how we're coordinating and collaborating. And Southwest Regional Planning did apply for and received a grant on behalf of all the counties in our transportation region to actually look at that again more in depth, seeing what possible things we can do. So regional coordination is still out there. I personally think there's a lot of territory issues when you look at, because all of the busing programs have been individual counties for so many years. So it's always, I think, very difficult for counties to come together and not have some of those territory issues. But given the amount of ridership in all the counties with the buses, I think it behooves us to look at regional at some point, trying to see if we can maximize that. So I don't have any issues with that. I just want to make sure that we don't spite ourselves by not applying for the 5311 and then hurt us in the long run. However, given that position over there, I think it would make sense to contract with one of the providers over there, at least for the driver, because it's much easier to supervise when you're there than it is from here. And Ken was very detailed and very good and kept me really updated, but a new person is going to take a little more hand-holding. So that's just my feeling on that. I don't know what your feelings are, pro or con to that, having that Iowa County vehicle. Do you have any?
Does Iowa County apply for 5311?
They have not ever, and I don't know the history by that. And that's what I want to ask Chad. Do they have the ability to do that?
I think it was just territory that they didn't want to go into.
To get into, yeah.
But yeah. Now that it's established, I would think that it's just a matter of the DOT shifting that responsibility.
Yeah. And that's, you know, like I said, that's a conversation that we need to have further with them. You know, I think Tom's biggest thing was that we don't pull out or we give them time. And I'm not looking. I mean, it's a well-used service. It's only there 2 days a week. But I did tell him, potentially, if they or Lyft, somebody else had it, they might be more willing to grow it than I am. From here, you know, I'm not willing to really expand it at this point.
40 miles from you.
Right. Yeah. So I know in the past that we've had people, because we don't go outside the city limits, and Bloomfield, their nursing home is outside the city limits. Who knows where that's going to end up eventually. I don't know what they're going to do with Bloomfield, but.
Corey, is the 5311 grant state-funded?
The 5311 is, God, I always get this wrong when I say it. It's a federal match, I think. And I won't say that right, because it's taken me 3 years to figure these programs out, and then when I try to explain it, it's a match. So what they do is they look at all the expenses that we're putting into our, into that those programs from 85-21, then they look at the revenue received, and then they typically give us about half of that. So we tend to get about, let me see here. Where is it? It's not here. About 15,289 is typically what comes out of there for the taxi, and then about another 11,000 for the Dodgeville taxi.
Okay, then is the current agreement is Iowa County paying us?
Yes, they do. They do. Right now, Grant County doesn't put any levy into it at all, and we are careful about that. The revenue, passenger revenue, was estimated at about $6,100 this year, and the cities and county put in, I'm looking at the wrong line. Dodgeville revenue was about $5,000, and the city county puts in about $2,684. And so if you look at the revenue, what we have estimated for revenue is about $19,173. But last year, that program only ran us about $14,000, $15,000. So we actually made a lot of money.
The driver is a Grant County employee.
He is.
All the associated overheads.
Yes. Yes. He doesn't get any benefits because it's 2 days a week.
And what about the vehicle? Is that a Grant County?
The vehicle is a Grant County vehicle as well. Yes. One. Yes. So I do think there are implications for the future there that we just need to look at. I just think it's a good time. With all the budget stuff in this, and we were writing the other transportation grant, I just didn't have it. It took Chad a while to get back to us, and we just met with Tom, and this all kind of happened within the last 2 weeks. So, you know, I just need to spend more time with it, talking with the DOT to see what the ability is and what we have to do if we release it. Because I'm not so sure we don't have to have a public hearing to release it.
Are we limited somewhat, or through any of these grants and resolutions, are we limited as to what we can charge Iowa County for the services rendered?
I don't believe so. I think that's just been kind of a common agreement. I think what they have looked at is revenue and the amount of funding that they've gotten, and then they've just kind of tried to average it to come out to cover the costs. I don't think they've looked at it as being a revenue generating source. However, I think if it came down to that, if I mean, Tom was pretty adamant that if money was an issue, that we should come back to them before we do anything with the program.
Most of the time, grants are 6% administration. So that's our problem. That's what you're getting paid for.
Yeah. I have budgeted it a little bit differently now and for the future. The way it was budgeted in the past is a little different than I'm doing it, because I'm putting like some of, I mean, obviously I have to have some supervision time in there that hasn't been put in. So we are doing some of that and some of transportation assistance. So it will probably look a little more expensive in the future because I'm actually allocating costs to it. Than was done prior to my coming here. So.
And I guess I'm thinking that whatever year the vehicle is, if there's a vehicle replacement cost associated with that.
The vehicle right now is a 2013 with 23,000 miles on it. Didn't mean I didn't have vehicle issues with it, because we did. But they were under warranty. Yes, but that is a very good point. You're right.
I think if there were a way to try to determine the cost per ride, some kind of a determining, you know, what kind of a deal it is. Is there something that we'd be interested in looking at?
And I can definitely look. I can look at those numbers.
And I don't want you to go through a bunch.
No, but we have that. We have that data.
How many rides and what the money is, and so we'd have some kind of an idea of what.
Yeah.
You know, I guess in my mind, if it's if they're getting moving people about, and if it's $10 a ride, I think that's about that too.
Do you know that if it's similar to ours, how many stops?
It's the fares are exactly the same as ours.
The fares are exactly the same.
So it's $2 a ride, 50 cents a stop.
50 cents a stop. Mm-hmm. Any further questions? If not, we need to roll.
Yes. So what I would say, 8521 is the buses. So the resolution that goes for the buses, the volunteer driver, and the Grant County Taxi Program. So that is the one that requires a 20% match.
So someone like, I need someone to make a motion to
for that
apply
one.
For that 8521 grant.
Yes.
Do I hear?
Sure.
Vicki. Makes a motion to apply for that.
And I'll second.
Shirley was the second. Any further discussion? Do we all understand how that is? Hearing no questions, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nope.
I'll tell you my concern with the 5311 if you don't approve it today. Because the board does not meet in September, and the grant will be due in October, and it does need board approval. It needs to go to the full board as well. And that is the October one, of course, not the December one. So
so we need another
resolution for that. I guess my recommendation would be to you would be to approve the resolution that we move forward with the grant. But looking at that, knowing full well that I'm going to be looking at that with DOT, and if I do have issues, I will bring those back to you, or I will call if we have to call a special meeting in order to deal with it, if I think it's something. I would like to, you know, it's just one of those. Unfortunately, the timing of it would be so much better if it was the December grant, but it's not. So.
We need, then, a motion.
I make a resolution that we go ahead with 5311.
Is that the 8520 and 5311?
Yeah, it's
both?
Yes, it's, yeah. Mm.
Okay, I heard a motion made, and Vicki seconds that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Passed.
Thank you.
We went on the taxi driver, now we need
we
to
just
do
need, I did, when we need to advertise, if we don't have board approval, we can talk to the chair, who then can approve the advertising, and since, you know, can really was like done last week. We did need to get that advertised right away, so I did get a
that's
hold
the
of,
one I approved.
Yeah. So it is in there, and we are hiring. In talking with Joyce, it is only 2 days a week, but depending on what happens here, we may hire that as just an LTE position right now in order to know whether we're going to move forward with it being a Grant County position here and out. So that's kind of what we're looking at. So, but we are advertising it, so if you would approve filling the vacancy for right now, I would appreciate it since I have a contract to fulfill.
Dan makes a motion to fill that vacancy. Do I hear? And Dave seconds that. Any further discussion? Bus doesn't go on its own.
We we don't have any
all
right. applications right now anyway. But.
Just a question.
Question.
Yes.
In our conversations, Southwest Cap may be filling that meeting at this point.
They were last week. They filled in for us last week. Right
do
now,
do they have part-time help that could pick up those students?
They do all theirs with volunteer drivers. So while they did pick it up for us last week, they really didn't want to do it this week. I diverted our special transportation, our specialized transport driver over there this week. I think it's going to be on a week-to-week basis until I can get someone in there. So. And
so
finding drivers is just...
So you'll advertise in Dodgeville?
We have, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Any further questions?
Is the band kept at Dodgeville?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion passed. Hire that person. Okay, recommendation to close the Potosi meal site, number 12.
This has come down from the state, and actually they have been kind of after us for a couple of years. We actually haven't. The Potosi meal site only runs during the school year, and it's been at the school since before I came on board. I don't believe we've actually even had a participant there since I've been here. We didn't close it because of the revitalization efforts. We were kind of paying attention to that, seeing what was going on. But the fact is we haven't had anybody there, and the state is pressuring me to say, just take it off your books. So we did talk to the meal site, or I'm sorry, we talked to the Nutrition Council about it, and the Nutrition Council, Jan was there, did approve closing the site at this point. I don't want to say that means we'll never go back to Potosi, because I think as funding gets tighter, we're going to have to look at where our best bang for our buck is. But right now, it seems silly to advertise we have a meal site that no one is going to.
Wasn't one of the conversations when I went to the school was about the voucher system that we've talked about many times? Trying to somewhat privatize it, let them go to a bar, a coffee shop.
And whatever. That is coming out from the state, so that is my hope for the future, is that we can maybe utilize something that in that area in the future, is that voucher system.
They got that gas station down there that has food.
Got good ice cream. but at this point, we haven't had anybody in the state, just, you know, they want a formal process saying you're not advertising it as a meal site, so... the truth is right now, if all of a sudden we got a stampede of, say, 15 people, we don't have the money for a meal site manager. They're there right now. So, it would be interesting. So.
Does Dickeyville still use the bar?
No. Dickeyville's is at the
community
center. Thank you. Yeah.
Community.
Yeah.
And that's so only 1 or 2 days a week.
It's only 1 day a week.
And that is attended, though?
Yes, they do have some, yes.
Okay, so do we need to vote on that?
Yes.
I need a motion to recommend that we close the Potosi meal site.
I make a motion that we close the Potosi meal site.
Shirley made a motion. Do I have a second? Jan seconds. Any further discussion on that? So my question is, we don't feel we will get any repercussions on this probably.
I don't think so. We haven't had anybody there in 3 years, so.
Well, I remember the discussion on that. And
I'm sure I'll get a call tomorrow now.
Well,
said that.
The conversation kind of went around, as an 80-year-old, do you want to go into a bunch of 10-year-olds
right.
or 15-year-olds and try to eat?
It's not.
If anybody's been in those cafeterias.
They're noisy. It's not the best setup.
It's the safety hazard to me. I mean, an elderly person going in there with kids running around.
Yeah, it's truly not the best setup.
Okay, hearing no more questions, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, say no.
I think down the line there's just going to be all sorts of different issues happening with congregate.
Really?
Well, they're just not getting the numbers even.
Is this across the state?
Yeah, it's across the country. I mean, the fact is home delivered numbers are going up and congregate numbers are going down. And I just.
Is this.
My personal feeling is baby boomers are not. They're going to look at different options in that congregate site. So I just think that's my own personal opinion.
Might have to have them at the golf courses.
You might have,
then
yes.
Might get more attendance.
Yeah, it's, I mean.
And the people aren't getting out. Those who are getting the meals in home are unable.
Right, they are homebound. They are
homebound.
Yeah, they have to qualify.
So we have two extremes, nothing kind of in the
middle. That's why these voucher programs may be getting off the bat, or people, you know, they are. It's not approved yet, but maybe once it is, some of that might be a little more palatable to the baby boomer crowd. Yeah, that generation is just, it's just, there's so much change between the, you know, the 80 and 90 year olds that we have now and the 60 year olds. It's just, it's a huge world of difference.
We need to think of some attraction to get it going, don't we?
Yeah, I just. I don't know.
They used to get together and play cards and
activity
can't.
Maybe to
but
go along with
my
it.
But you know, my age group doesn't get together and play cards a lot. We don't do that. And I'm thinking I'm at the tail end of the baby boomers, and I can't foresee myself doing some of that. So I look at it
like
in terms
Fenmore,
of
there's tons of card groups.
Mm-hmm. That play throughout the day.
Yes. They get together in the morning. So
I'm not
different groups.
Go up to Zippy's at 5 in the morning.
What are you doing at Zippy's at 5 in the morning?
I just hear about it.
Sure.
No.
Truth
Jerry
comes out now, doesn't it?
He keeps getting asked to go up there. There really is a group that. I think. I used to think it was just some of our elderly farmers who are used to getting up early, and now they're not really farming, and so, you know, they're up, let's go play cards. But it's town people just as well. So.
I am definitely not doing that when I'm retired. Yeah. I'm not that good of a morning person now, so I'm sure as heck not getting up at 5 to go play cards somewhere.
Well, the senior is going.
Yeah, you're with a group, aren't you?
No, I'm not with. Well, I'm with a group, but I'm not with the one that meets at noon on Wednesdays. I mean, they all take a covered dish, and then they play cards in the afternoon.
They do that on their own?
It's their own group. They just got it together themselves. You see, it takes someone to get it started and the right people to come to play cards.
Okay, anything else on that? Hearing none? Go on to number 13, the budget updates.
All right. This is the most recent budget, hot off the presses at about 1:30 this morning. However, it is not a final budget. I have to have it to you today because, again, our meeting is after our finance manager's deadline next month. So it does need to come into you guys today for at least an initial approval. However, we met as a department. The department heads met yesterday, and the bad news was that the insurance numbers may not be entirely accurate here, that there is still some potential for an increase in insurance higher than what we projected originally. So Nancy's recommendation was to leave the numbers that she had given us originally.
Is that
in
why
here.
The green?
Well, I'll tell you the green in a minute. The green is just, actually, the green is just for me. So knowing that those numbers, those health insurance numbers could increase by next month, the board will have their eyes on it in October, correct?
October 4th.
Okay. The green is things where Nancy's projections and mine kind of vary a little bit. I tend to be a little bit more pessimistic sometimes when it comes to getting revenue, and probably a little more pessimistic in what things are going to cost too. So I kind of highlight for myself where I've got some differences. So if you look at just in the revenue for specialized is one of those iffy ones. We tend to make money on it, and it's self-funded. Last year we did make $35,000, but we were doing a lot more driving than I think we are this year, so I estimated that a little bit lower.
Well, you changed something there year. As to what we were doing, right?
Well, yeah, we just pulled back. We were
right,
we were
right.
We were going all right. over, and it right. was, yeah, we pulled back on that. So, again, if you look at the green under service management, we're allocating salaries a little bit different. Actually, we've got some issues this year that we're going to go back and reallocate those salaries, do some journal entries. So, but I pulled more wages into the programs where they're really reflected at. So that's why there's a decrease there. It's not, it's just the money is redirected. And mostly redirected to nutrition, because I spend a lot more time in nutrition than I originally thought it was going to. A lot more. My health insurance numbers are quite a bit higher in Nancy's, but I think she... I need to ask her about that. I'm not sure where her projections... Because I'm taking... My new numbers are based on hers, so I just think her projections were off there. Because she's the one who gave me the health insurance numbers for the new one, so I know they're accurate. Meals purchase is just one I want to go back through, since we've had an increase in meals. I need to look at that, and I apologize. I didn't have those numbers last night, so that's a red flag for me to just to double-check that to see if I need to increase that. Specialized, again. Specialized in the past... Salaries hadn't been put in. I have added salaries for Mariah, our transportation assistant, and myself, just a small amount of my time in there. But I've added, Mariah spends a lot of time with specialized in trips, and I think that needs to be reflected. And in conversation with Nancy, she did too. So that's why that looks more. But again, those are just kind of redirected wages overall. And then the trips program, again, I upped her hours in there, because they really specialize in trips are the most time-consuming, and she's doing billing for Continuous and Care Wisconsin with those, and that is also time-consuming, so she spends a fair amount of hours in there. And then the ADRC. The ADRC wages, the funding for ADRC does not have any levy in it. Just so that you're aware. So if you look at the final, we obviously have an increase. This does have a 1% increase in it. That is something that the board will decide, and depending on health insurance, may or may not stay in. At this point, it's still in there, the 1%. But depending on how health insurance goes, it could end up being pulled back out. I don't know.
May I ask what is going on with health insurance?
What were you told to figure? 13%?
Yeah. Yeah.
The actuals came in, actually, we got one actual.
15%.
15.9 for Dean, and the medical associates came in yesterday afternoon at 13.68.
So it was
We met yesterday. Nancy Joyce, I, and Brett Straka met yesterday afternoon. There's a couple of things that we could make it almost flat. By doing. Right now, we offer $5,000 and $10,000 deductible, but the county, through the HRA program, actually it's $500 and $1,000. We make up the balance. We did that. It used to be 2 and 4. We raised 5 and 10 last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's still economically feasible for us to do that. And one department head said, well, we need to max deductibles out. The max is $71.50 for a single and $14.3 for a multi family employee plus spouse. If we max that out, it does make those policy's almost flat. Well, actually, Dean is 1% raise, and Medical Associates is 6% raise. So that
so it might be.
Really helps. Tricor is going to run some numbers for us today to see where the sweet spot is. If in fact we max it out, or maybe it makes sense to just raise it to 6 and 12 instead of 7. So we got some things to do there. We sent out surveys to employees on tobacco use. I think we had 23 out of all our employee base that said that they admitted
that they smoked
that they used tobacco, or one of the covered people on our plan used tobacco.
Thinking about
500 and something members. I think that's a little off. And the reason that we did that is because state law allows you to
charge a higher premium.
Surcharge tobacco users anywhere up to 50%. That would be a huge.
Would you have to have them tested then?
No, it's on the honor system.
It's on the honor system.
You can put in there that it could lead to termination. There is a standard, because that was the question that was asked of me a couple times. Well, what does it mean? So I go to the bar and I smoke once a year, go to a bachelor party and we have cigars. It's so many times per week. It's 6 times a week or something. That's considered.
If you're going to Zippy's at 5 a.m. and smoking cigarettes, you're going to be in trouble.
So
just with my beer.
Just with my beer.
And then we could also, by changing our plan for prescriptions, right now we're at 10 and 30. If we went to 15.45, that saves us like 3%. So there's a lot of little things that really don't cost the employee much that could save our budget a lot of money. So there's...
So good.
What was there, 11 different things that we were talking about?
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And some of them were little, some of them
were big. We could go all the way up to cutting our insurance costs in half.
What's a family policy that costs?
Depends on which plan.
It does do it. It's
roughly $1,300 for a family. It's $5
per month.
Per month.
Really? And what's considered a family now? Two?
We have an employee and children.
We have employee plus spouse, employee plus children, or a family.
Okay, gotcha.
That's the other thing that could save us money, and it could save us $60,000 or $80,000, is to offer that the county pay the least expensive plan.
Right. That's what they did when I was in school.
And because of these changes, the family plan is only like $13 difference. And the employee plus children is only $2 difference. But a single coverage or an employee plus spouse is about $60 difference between the two companies. So...
The problem
right now
is
we're
neither,
just about balanced. We're
neither
about,
one of our insurance companies right now cover the entire county.
No.
We have Dean and we have Medical Associates, and
but
neither one
the,
of them
that's
covers
the split.
The whole
we're about 50-50.
So
if we could save $60 a month per employee for 200 employees, times 12 months, that gets to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. So Tricor is going to run all those numbers and share them.
Just out of curiosity, do they use alcohol use? They ask that question or two, like tobacco?
No, they do not.
There's a lot of things
that,
there's a lot of things that you can. I mean, it's somewhat proven that wellness plans don't work. But there are health questions that could be asked that could help your across that. Like you said, alcohol. Diabetes, but that it gets to be a personal issue.
Right,
be careful
yeah,
with what you ask for. So.
Sure.
But no, we could, under one of those scenarios, we could have saved $2 million in insurance. But that was kind of drastic.
That was good.
That was employee.
Just
eliminate spouse or family plan. We only
so the good news is then my numbers are probably not that far off.
Your numbers are fine.
Good.
because I didn't set in on your budget meeting yesterday, but that's what Joyce told me this morning.
Good. I know that some businesses have said if your spouse can get insurance through their employee, then that's the way you go.
That was one of our options as well.
Everybody's playing with options.
Well,
that's
another option is to see, we allow retirees to stay on our plan. That's another option.
But they have to pay their own.
But it's expensive.
They do have to pay their own, but it creates the experience model.
Exactly. Which
is
drives your costs.
Health costs to a 30-year-old versus a 60-year-old.
So we do have carryover budgeted in here at $86,008, which does decrease the overall cost to the county then. So if you look at, we do have a decrease of about $58,000 as a net cost to the county. So we did come down on that. We do have some substantial carryover that has come prior to me. So I've been kind of working with Nancy on that, trying to get, you know, what's the best case in using that. So we did put that in there. So there is a decrease to the county, which should help the overall bottom line to the county budget. And if the health insurance comes in good, then, you know, that's good news. So, questions, Dan?
Lori, I see a board location for contracted services. There's a big number percentage-wise, although not a big number.
Which one are you looking at?
Well, if I go through expenditures under service management, it went from 0 to 800. And that's the true number, 800. That's not 8,000 to 800.
You know what? I'm wondering if that is a... Do you know what that is in service management for contracted? Because I'm not even... That might be an error on my part, Dan. I need to look at that.
And then under public awareness...
Public awareness one, I will point out what I did there. We get some public awareness money from OAA. ADRC also gives us some money that we can use for prevention. Right now, we don't have a prevention specialist. I did have those in wages, but I can get... I don't have county levy in ADRC, and I had money in that budget, so I put all of Emily's, which she will be our prevention specialist, I put all her time into our ADRC budget. But I have to look... Again, it's kind of a numbers game there. But I have to... I will get that $4,000 in OAA money. So I did stick that under contracted for now, because right now we don't have a prevention specialist, so we will be probably contracting with some other agencies to help with that until Emily's up and running.
I shifted
it out of wages. I put wages into ADRC, but I still want to look like an expense for OAA because we're going to draw that money from OAA. So I'm hoping that... So I did just stick it in contracted. I'm not sure exactly what line item it'll come out, but we have flexibility between that.
Caregivers
contracted services is caregivers does... out of our caregiver program, we have some monies available for caregivers in the program to receive home health services. So that is contracted with Home Care Select or Homeward Bound. ADRC is our translators. That would be the contracted services under there. And we have had, in the past 2 years, two deaf clients that translation costs for them are significant, because we actually have to have a certified translator come down from the state. One actually has had to come from Milwaukee. And with our one client, we've actually had to have two because of his special needs. So, and that's a state requirement for us.
So contracted services are just additional expenses that we're going to accrue. It isn't a situation where we're reducing the point.
Right. No, it's absolutely not. No. Other than the one in prevention. And that's just because I diverted funds to ADRC.
The prevention one, we are starting, and I'm part of that, starting September 12th.
Right.
I'm starting the Stepping On program in collaboration with the hospital.
Great.
So that'll be at Grant Regional. That'll be seven weeks.
And I don't want to lose that $4,000 in OAA money But I also don't, I don't want to come up, I don't want to look like we're not going to spend out the entire ADRC budget, because that doesn't have any levy in it, and I'd like to get all my wages out of that if I can, and it does have room for prevention too. So, and if I put the wages into prevention out of OAA, then I, then I'm just going to have to shift those numbers somewhere.
I mean, I would hope when you get your person trained for prevention that, I know maybe something could be done with the hospital, would do it in the fall, and the ADRC could hold it at one of their places in the spring.
And we occasionally have some other providers wanting to do that. So, it does work. It's, you know, that prevention is not a significant amount of money, but it is not money we want to lose, so. And we need to offer it, so.
Well, they're big on prevention. All these programs really are big on prevention.
Yeah, and again, the contracted maybe wasn't the best line, the best space for it. I didn't really have a lot within that budget to put it. It either kind of had to go to wages or contracted in order to make it work for me, because I didn't really have anywhere for it to go. I guess I could have put it maybe under other, but
no, that's fine.
It'd be the same thing. That's just, you know. I had literally up until last night, I had her wages out of there, and then when I realized I still had money left in my ADRC budget, I shifted them last night, because that money doesn't have any tax money going into it, and I want to make sure that I maximize it. So,
do you need a vote on this, right?
Yeah, I would. Unless, you know, if there are more questions, I would prefer that you guys give it at least an initial approval, knowing that potentially some things could change with a couple items.
Will you bring this back to us with the final?
I can, but probably it'll get looked at by...
It'll be referred back to the executive committee once it's
okay.
Initially
approved. So I
the October 4th date is actually our public hearing. We have until the second Tuesday of November to publish it, so we're to do it. But we have to hold a public hearing so it can be published, so everybody's got to read to look at it.
So if it has changed, Nancy's deadline, like I said, is in September, but if it has changed, we meet, like, I think the day after her deadline or something. So if there are some minor changes, I will bring them back next month, too.
Beth, I entertain a motion to move forward with this, right?
Would appreciate that.
Vicki.
Okay.
Vicki makes a motion. Well, you're a second.
Second.
Jan's going to second. Any further questions at the present time? And you're okay with, if there are changes, she'll bring it back to us?
I don't think we're going to see anything too significant. I've been through it. Unless, for some reason, you know, unless for some reason we have a formula error, which I found last night on one thing, but that's not on here, so I don't expect it.
Hearing no further questions, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Passed.
Yeah, and we really are truly trying to pare down these budgets to make them be really realistic and not keeping them padded, but I am kind of a pessimist, so I would rather err and get more revenue than I expected than a lot less than I expected and be having to delve into other money.
And you bring up a good point. They need to be realistic, because Nancy did point out at a department head meeting, Grant County right now is carrying $5.6 million.
In what?
Carrying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we've had...
Some of those are not. It's just a slush fund.
We've had quite a bit of carryover.
University
that I
came under big
using.
Problems with carryover.
Yeah,
they haven't done anything about it yet.
No.
I'm part of that.
Yeah.
I'm on a state work team.
So we have been putting carryover in order to reduce our balance, because the majority of that was before I came here. So I've been working with Nancy to try to make sure that we're, you know, fiscally responsible in spending it, but also getting, you know, also not having that all on the books either. So and quite frankly, carryover is something I've never had to deal with. So I always had federal funds, and there was no carryover.
No,
so
no way to speak out a penny, huh?
They didn't allow that. So.
All right, moving on to 14, approval of vouchers. Any question on the vouchers?
Yeah,
anything out of the
I don't think so. No, I don't recall anything. Other than some automobile repair expenses, it seems like every month I have those.
Well, that's generally because they're being used, right?
Gosh, I know, but I really hate it. Bad enough when you got your own, you don't need any more. But no, did you have anything that you thought was
any questions anybody had on the vouchers?
I didn't.
For a lot of it's just drivers like Wayne Newty and Robin
yes.
Finance. So they do driving for the county.
They do volunteer driving for us and they get reimbursed. Do you want to explain that, Crystal, how you
Yeah, there are trips drivers, so they get reimbursed for their mileage because they use their own vehicle.
Okay.
And then if they're gone for more than a day, like for the whole day if they're doing dialysis or something, we reimburse their meals.
Oh.
To a certain point.
Yep.
And then we do charge the rider, but not at the full cost. So we do pay them at the full cost, but we don't charge the rider at the full cost. That's
okay.
Typically how the volunteer
well,
programs work.
Reimbursed it.
What's
they're,
that?
They're not reimbursed at dialysis rate.
The driver is.
The driver.
But we do not charge the rider the IRS rate. There's a, again, that's where your 20% match kind of comes into play there.
Some of these could be.
Well, their time is free.
Their time is free, yeah. They're not, yeah. And some of them literally are gone all day sometimes. So.
Some of these can be meals delivered too, right?
Home delivered meal drivers. There are a few home delivered meal drivers that are getting some stipends too. That's not usually based so much on. That's more at a flat rate than
right.
per mile rate.
Yeah.
I was just curious, what's the current federal rate for a mileage?
54 cents. 54. Right?
Yeah.
Is that
yep.
right?
Yep.
Thought
Martin
I had.
Brothers Distributing is just a supply.
That's food. That's food. You're going to always see on our vouchers, our biggest where our biggest expenses are, it's typically food. Martin Brothers. UW Platteville is the caterers that we use for part of the county. Grant Regional also caters for us. And then Cisco is, again, food-related. Yeah, those are our big ones.
Any further questions? Vouchers? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the vouchers.
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Dave made a motion to approve vouchers. I hear
I'll
a second.
I'll
second. Shirley? Any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Vouchers pass. Financial review.
Again, nothing too out of the ordinary, but in doing this budget, I realized that some allocations that should have been in this year in splitting out like my expenses, we didn't do correctly. So I'm going to talk to Nancy. I think some of my wages have to come out of service management and put back into nutrition and a couple other little minor things like that. Nancy didn't think it would be a big problem. But I just want to get, I'm trying to get things lined up more accurately and realistically per program. Typically, a lot of like my wages in the past were just put into like service management or ADRC, and Kristen and I are trying to work that we do a little more allocating per across the program. Service management wages can cover some of our OAAs, so still we'll have some of that, but transportation I think should be billed out more appropriately since that's not an OAA funded program.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, and I don't think we have anything this month, to be honest with you. I haven't spent a lot of time in this financial report. I've mostly been spending it on the budget, so.
Well, I would think that would reflect on your budget coming into your financial report in time.
Yeah.
Right?
So right. I will put a few more eyes on it because I want to get those allocations done before the end of the year so that they're more appropriate for next year for us.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the financial report?
I'm so moved.
Shirley moves. Jan seconds. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. Report.
I do not have a written report for you because... because I was really tired last night. But I did do a note on a nice hotel notepad. So, a couple things on your program report. You're not going to see stats on our elder benefits program for a while. They switched to a new database, and the state is finding difficulty printing out reports. So we have none. And I'm not sure when we will have them available to us. The state had a lot more bugs and issues with their database. I thought they very hurriedly put this database system together. It's a database that ADRC uses, but EBS typically has not used for their whole reporting program, and so it's going to be very interesting to see how it all pans out. But so as soon as we have stats available, we will make those available to you. But the rest of them are there. As far as my report, obviously a lot of time has been spent on the budget. I had some illness a couple weeks ago, which really threw me behind, and so that's why there's been some late nights trying to get this done. In addition, we did apply for the 5310 transportation grant, which I was a little more optimistic with until last week when I talked to DOT. When I was looking at the grant, I thought we were eligible, and then after I took it to the board, I came back and was reading something else the DOT sent, and it said 5311 wasn't eligible, so then I was very discouraged. So I called DOT. They said, no, apply for it, because our ridership for taxi is at about 82% elderly and disabled, and that's the qualifier for 5310, is that you serve mainly elderly and disabled. So I talked to, we have two people in charge of this. So I talked to Katie, and she said, no, I think you could still do it. And then about a week later, after I had the majority of it done, then Rebecca calls back and says, not quite sure why you're applying for it. So I don't, and then when I said, well, here's my conversation with Katie, she's like, oh, well, then I would move forward with it. And I'm thinking, great. So I just probably put in a lot of time for a grant that may or may not pan out. But, you know, it doesn't pan out at all if you don't write it. So that's how that works. Our drivers, we had our bus driver and our specialized driver received some passenger assistance training this past month, or in July. Ashley from the Lyft program has been trained in passenger securement and passenger safety, and he provided that training to us, so they were able to participate in that, so I was happy about that. I'm hoping to get, John has been trained in the past, I'm hoping to get him in, but the timing for him did not work, he was on vacation. EBS, Elder Benefits and Disability Benefits have been doing some training and some networking within the ADRC system. We're trying to come up with better referral systems. Nutrition Council met, talked about Potosi. One of the things that I didn't bring Jan, if you notice, from the Nutrition Council is the carry out policy. So I will probably be bringing that next month. Ruth and I attended a nutrition managers meeting as well, with those new Chapter 8 guidelines that everybody's so happy about. They're not official yet, so we don't have to implement them yet. So I'll keep you updated on that. I said we went to Green Lake. All of our meal site managers did participate in a serving safe training program, and they all took a test to receive their certification in serving safe. It's a food safety sanitation program that they have to have. Ruth and I actually have to have the food manager certificate that we hold, which is a separate test, but this one is just for serving safe foods. So they have all done that. And then we do have an event coming up in Bloomington and Mount Hope. ADRC did a quality improvement project where they were looking at some areas that we don't seem to get as many referrals from, and they wanted to tie it to our dementia grant because we've got some money in that dementia grant. So Whitney Thompson, our dementia care specialist, is offering a presentation on brain health on Monday morning in Bloomington and Monday afternoon in Mount Hope. And then we are off, after the brain health presentation, we are offering some free memory screens there as well to participants. So we're hoping to attract a few people there. That's the main things.
I just have a question.
Yes.
Anybody else have a question? And maybe I'm missing it, but on the meal site, have we had any specifics on those meal sites? Am I just missing it?
Oh, I had the nutrition one last month. I didn't hand it out this month because there's a problem with muscadase, with some of those being reported as ineligible, and they are eligible. So that would have messed with the numbers, and we didn't find it out till yesterday. So
we'll have one for you next month.
Well, we'll mail it to you.
Send it to me.
I'll drop it off.
Any other questions on anything that Lori's participating in? That gets to be a lot. The budget is a biggie.
The budget's a big animal, and it was especially challenging this year because we started with a fairly good size deficit, so countywide, not us necessarily, but.
So we're pretty much in line with what the county expects of us?
There's the chair.
Well, if everyone would come in, what's your percent? 18%?
Yeah.
So you have tax dollars.
Okay. Any other questions by anyone?
We're trying.
Hearing none, anyway, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn till next month.
Move.
Really so moves. 8 seconds, all in favor, out the door. Thank you guys very much.
You said there is a meeting in September, and there's not a meeting.
We have a meeting here in September.
We do, your
Jan will be chairing.
Regional.
But not.